Good morning and welcome to another edition of Make a Habit Motivation. It's Andrew J. Jules, the one and only, and I am back again. Or as my brother likes to say, Levi, back again, back again, back again. But you know what? I am just like astonished to find out that basically it took up till now to for life with the this is a youth podcast really, well for anyone. But the thing is, it really upsets me to see the fact that it's taken how many deaths until we got to this point right now, that a few people, great people, don't get it twisted or misunderstood, is actually looking to work together and hopefully get government back in. But we shouldn't have to rely on government back in. I mean, I know some people will disagree, but at the same time, what if the government doesn't back what you chose to do? Or if they want to have a certain like way, agenda, hidden agenda that they're not even sharing with you. I honestly believe that we have the people and the people have power, and we have power in what we do. And if we all join together in force, we can make the streets a much better place. That's where I stand at the moment. And I do believe all lives matter, even though I've seen a comment this recently on my YouTube where the person said they don't believe all lives matter. They're not agreeing with that statement of mine, but that's fine because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But what I will say is that they did say that they do want to get the youth off the street. So you know what? I'm sure, and I know definitely, we all have some one thing in common, is that we don't want to be hearing this and seeing this happening within our streets, our neighborhoods, suburbs, ghettos, wherever we are in London and around the UK. This is not what should be. We shouldn't be having to deal with this. We shouldn't have, young people shouldn't be dying on the street like how they are at the moment, and something has to be done. Therefore, we need to step up. You need to do more, be more. Okay, I took a pause right about there just to listen to what I've already recorded and then just continue on, because I'm new to this. And for those of you that are new, leave a comment, you know, and let me know what you think of this actual audio. It's something new to me, putting a phone to my ear and talking and not realizing whether it's recording or not. It's going to take a little while to get used to, but at the moment it seems to be going perfectly fine. And what I would like to say, like, I'm asking for permission. We, you know, the thing is, like, whenever you choose to do something in life, you need to be certainly sure that's what you want to do. You need to be 100% scrap that. You need to be 110% that's what you want to do, because surely but surely that it's going to be someone. There's going to be someone. I sound like I've got like a lisp or something. No, honestly, there's going to be someone out there. There's going to be many more people out there, actually, depending on what you choose to do. And for me, being a motivational speaker, I get it all the time. Anything I do, if it's not exactly perfect, which we're not perfect in the first place, so what the hell are you talking about? But the thing is, like, funny enough, I've had quite a few people unfriend me on Facebook, get really upset with me when I leave a comment that doesn't sound so motivational. But I am only human. But you know what upsets me even more is when people that is your family and friends are constantly slagging you and slating you and cussing you and hating you and being disrespectful and doing it in the public eye, whether it's in person around a whole crowd of people. But the worst is yet is online media. And imagine what young people go through. My uncle now and again used to jump on my post and be just really just like how he's always been, you know, very negative in the same way, thinks it's funny, and he'll jump on and say something really unappreciative. Like he'll be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, people, who wants to listen to it? Who misses an Make a Habit audio, you know, live? I'm going to be going live soon. And he'll be like, no one wants to listen to you. You know, and I don't know what his hidden agenda is, but the fact is, like, it's not really coming down really well. And I had a little conversation with a gentleman called Lawrence McNair. And usually when I talk to anyone, and for those of you who've spoken to me, usually you find that you're getting coached by me. Not intentionally, it's just my nature. When you are of something, then it happens to shine through. The more and more you talk to someone or you're around them, you start to see what they really are about. So therefore, I'm talking to this guy and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be coaching him. And he coaches me, and in an indirect kind of way. It wasn't planned. It wasn't paid for. It was just us just talking and connecting. You know, and this is how we do, entrepreneurs do, or at least how I do and how a selected few do when we talk. But the point is that he said to me, like, you know, you're giving him power by allowing him to be on your page and to say these things to you, and you don't do nothing about it. Why are you allowing this to happen? But for me, it was like, we always make an excuse for certain things in life. And I was like, well, I'm just planning ahead for the media, the negative media that I'm going to get. But how do I know I'm actually going to get negative media? I'm automatically assuming that I'm going to be bombarded with negative media and trolls. Because this is what happened when I first started in 2013, when I found my purpose. A lot of people weren't quite happy with what I was doing for what it appeared to be, because of the fact I was supporting unsigned talent and I completely stopped. And we were doing such a big movement within Jewel Star Fire TV that we were getting people on radio, we were getting them signed contracts, we were getting them deals, not directly, but from what our part that we played, our role that we played before SBTV and Link Up TV, for those of you in the UK, and even now, people in America and around the world know of these two channel, YouTube channels that have been very majorly successful. This is the reason why I'm mentioning them. SBTV being Jamal. And, you know, and for those of you with Link Up TV, I'm not too sure who the founders are. But anyway, the point is, that's not really, it's not going off on a tangent. The point is that we will, when you're doing something and you decide to change, trust me on this one. I'm going to say this straight and simple and keep this podcast as short and sweet as possible until I see what's happening with my audience and how you interact. And if you want to have more longer audios, I'm willing and happy to do so. But at the same time, if you do want to hear more of my content, you can go on my YouTube, you can go on my Facebook. YouTube hasn't got an actual... You'd have to get the link through my other link, my URLs that are available. Like on here, I've got my link on my Anchor that will link you through to my other actual social media platforms that I'm on. So for Facebook, it's facebook.com Andrew J. Jules, and pretty much everywhere else is Andrew J. Jules. Instagram, same thing. SoundCloud, same thing, you know. But what I will say to you right now, whatever you decide to do, when you change, people are not gonna like what you... There's going to be a few people that's not going to like it when you change. Just put it that way. They're not going to like it for various reasons, but you need to understand that in order to be the change that you would like to see in the world, you need to first start with yourself and focus on you. Not try and change. Don't try. Don't attempt. Don't focus on anybody else. Just focus on what's necessary and make sure that you know that, yes, I need to change. In order, when I change, other people will change around me and the world evolve around me much differently. And the moral of the story is that no matter what you do, no matter how nice you are, you're always going to have someone out there that's not going to like what you're doing, is not going to like anything about you. And that's just life. Not everybody likes everybody. And a good way of deciding, the thing is, like, for human beings ourselves, we're never satisfied. So just put it that way. If you ever feel, oh, someone doesn't like me, or not enough people like me, just think of this. We are never satisfied. And I'm going to give a few reasons. Religion, man-made, all more or less have the similar concept. There's what? There's good and evil. There's a higher power up in the sky or down below, whichever one it may be. And the other one is that if you look around you, just in your surroundings right now, whether you've got nothing in front of you, you still would have clothing on you or surrounding a building around you. And every building is made differently. Every building has different bricks in it. And every single product is a brand behind it. And not all the brand, all the products are just from one brand. So there you go. People are never satisfied and always see and feel that they can do better. So if you ever feel you're in a situation where you've been bullied, you know, whether it's in work, school, you know, at home, just remember this now. If you give people power, and if you allow empower people with their negativity, it will continuously happen. But if you do not allow them to get to you, and you know that you don't like the environment you're in, just pitch yourself out of the environment. Don't continuously roll the same video, same trailer of the same incidences in your life that's happening on every single day, whatever it may be. You know what you need to do is put a pause on that and start playing a new trailer of how you really want your life to be. And I don't even know why I'm using the word trailer. It could be anything you want. A new audio recording, a new podcast, a new chapter in your life is what usually people say, you know. But or end of the day, only you can make that decision. If you're happy in your environment, then you'll stay in your environment. But if you're not, get your mind right, get your mindset right, get your mind out of the environment first, because that's how it starts. Everything that's happened in life has been created in the mind first before it became a reality. And that's all I'm going to leave you with right now. So you need to continue to make a habit out your great habits and knock out the bad habits one by one. Stay positive, productive, and patient, and believe, vision, achieve. Remember to be consistent, committed, and confident, and make a habit in God. Make sure that you get involved with the Don't Let the Streets Control You project. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this Google Don't Let the Streets Control You, or even Google Make a Habit, one word, Make a Habit, or even My Name Andrew J. Jules, and surely, I'm pretty sure, that you will find on that page that it will pop up. It's a GoFundMe.com anyway, so GoFundMe.com/ Make a Habit and donate what you can. Yesterday we got our first donation, you know, and I've spoken to the donator straight away. I don't actually particularly know him, but you know, connected with him on Facebook is where I left the actual art page, and that's it. That's where I left the link to the page. Correction. Thank you. Make sure you follow Clap Audio. I don't really know what else to say, but I'll speak to you again soon. And no, I'll be regularly doing this anyway. So thank you, and make sure you subscribe or follow, or however this thing works. Bye.